Wendy Roach is joining us now. Morning to you, Wendy.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm very well. You're probably one that would have liked a little bit more rain.
Doesn't really bother me, but in saying that, I guess it gets rid of a lot of the opposition. In fact, if they don't handle it, because she handles every condition, so it doesn't really matter.
Yep.
She's one tough mare, isn't she?
Well, she is, and I just rang John this morning to tell him that she's put on 4 kilos since 2 days ago, so she handles the backup quite well. She's bucking and squealing, and I think she's going to go super today.
John's not climbing Everest, is he?
I'm not sure. He was concerned because, you know, she only lost 2 kilos coming out of the Epsom, and she got drenched on Monday and Wednesday. And, you know, she just did, you know, pace work and a little bit of a gallop on Wednesday. But I was a bit concerned that I hadn't worked her enough because she's a type of mare that you know, she just thrives on work and backup and racing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, she's backed up well in the past. The last time she backed up, and she won here at Randwick over the mile.
Well, she's backed up 3 times. She ran third with Rachel on beaten 0.3 in the aspirations when she first contested it. Then we backed her up in the autumn, and Blake Shin and I and John sort of just made a bit of a hasty decision that if there wasn't any pace on, Blake sort of thought, will we try to, you know, break her pattern and go in the middle stages? And we just found that when we do that she just doesn't have the same turn of foot. And then, so we just have been riding her in her pattern of racing and letting her do her own thing and getting going at the 600. And she won, you know, the other day backing up. So I guess you've got to throw her in it. It's a mare's race at 1600. It's a little bit of a concern just that it's not a 2,000-metre race and she's not an on-pace horse. So there's only Emma Geary that sort of got the pace at the moment. So I guess we just have to find out whether she just gets too much of a lead or not.
Yeah, exactly. So you're not going to mess with her pattern of racing?
Not really, no. I don't think it's worth it.
After today, is there a spring race over the carnival for her?
Like most owners, she's nominated for the Cox Plate. Obviously, I don't think she'll get into that. There's the Meyer Classic has been thrown around. There's the Mayor's Race at the end of the carnival.
Yep.
The Matriarch. Just have to play and see. There's also the Rose Hill Cup, the new race that's on.
Yeah.
Whether we just stay in Sydney. I guess we just have to see how she goes today and, you know, hopefully she runs well and wins and then we'll just assess the situation then.
Okay. Well, there's plenty of options for her and she's tough enough to handle them, just looking at a record.
Well, the other day, Wendy, she just kept finding out why, didn't she?
Well, I said to Ben, I said, unfortunately, she's drawn wide, which isn't a problem with her. It's just how far back she gets. And I think she got back a bear or two too far. But I don't think she would have ever won the race on the pattern of racing. Like you had to be in the first 3 or 4 and, you know, within four of the fence. And she doesn't do herself any favours with the pattern of her racing. So, you know, she ran the second fastest sectionals in the Epsom other than Chicago Shark. So, you know, I guess, but she does that all the time, I guess, for punters. You know, she's a bit of a worrying concern. But as far as an owner and a trainer goes, you know, she's on form.
Yep, understand. Well, we wish you the best today in the angst with Natoya. Hope John, wherever he may be, is going to be celebrating after the race.
Not a problem. Thank you.